seen people who being imprisoned for offenses that they have not committed. We've seen a lot of political prisoners spending enormous time in prison over offenses that do not really go towards the tenets of human rights. So this in itself, we can say, alleviates the situation in prisons, which is dire, but there's a need to overhaul the whole judicial system.
Is this a political decision or a humanitarian decision by the government?
Well, one thing I can tell you about the Zimbabwean government is like everything is politicized. And also in the timing this amnesty was done, it was just towards the independence celebrations. So it somehow, to me, might have been meant to somehow give the government led by Mr. Mnangagwa some sort of semblance of action, but everything in Zimbabwe is purely politicized.
Some activists and analysts are disappointed that, quote, political prisoners were not released, but that, quote, petty criminals were released. What are your thoughts on this?
That also speaks to the timing itself. The release was probably meant to appease people who are within the ruling ZANU-PF party and less to do with really the generality of probably why this amnesty should be done. So you saw that there were no political prisoners that were released. And some of the cases that these political prisoners are in prison for are cases that have to do with probably speaking out against the government, the ruling government. So when you talk about amnesty, yes, it is in terms of the laws of Zimbabwe that the president from time to time can grant amnesty to this process. Basically, should really look into alleviating the pressures within this prison system. And also, the system should be fair and everyone should be accorded an opportunity who qualifies to be released. But this, as shown by the release, is not it. It is purely political and no political prisoners were released.